All right, good morning. Trying to answer your question on this. This might be quick with the weather the way it is.
Pat, how different is the offense that Teddy, you know, eventually will be walking into if he ends up playing compared to what he was in before?
It won't appear different to him because he's been involved in what we've been doing behind the scenes. So it'll feel not new, really, in terms of being able to go out and execute.
How different is it from what he used to play in? I know he's kind of been around with you. But,
it's similar. It's similar foundation. You know, we've kind of veered left a little bit in terms of some of the things we're doing more now that he didn't do in the past. But there's a lot of things that'll be very familiar to him.
With regard to the run game that you've been able to establish, just describe how you continue that after the bye, and if there's another uptick in road games as well.
Well, I believe it's always about the players, not the plays. And in terms of the run game, it starts up front. Certainly the guys are blocking their guys well. They're working well together. And then the runners are doing a good job of playing with vision, hitting the hole, and getting positive yardage. So, you know, you just keep working on it. You know, we certainly have a core set of runs that we run, and then every game we have a few game plan runs that we try to employ. And so we just keep trying to do the things we do well, and then, you know, every week kind of put a couple wrinkles in.
Describe how much it helped having Teddy, you know, stick around and do his rehab here and learn the offense.
Yeah, and it's what I'm used to seeing from guys that are injured, especially a guy like Teddy who's into it. You know, he was into it in terms of his rehab. He's been into it in terms of knowing the schemes and the concepts that we're trying to run each week. He's into being a football player. And so it's just sort of been normal for me to see him around. And you know, Teddy's an abnormal guy in a lot of ways. He's a very tough, competitive guy, and I'm sure at whatever point he gets on the field, he's going to be looking forward to it.
Washington's been really stingy in first quarters. I think they've only allowed 16 points.
Yep.
I think the Vikings have scored 16 points and then really get an uptick in second quarters. Is that just two teams that kind of...
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think for us, it's, you know, we obviously want to start fast and finish strong and keep scoring all the way in the middle. You know, I think that's the challenge. They are a fast-starting team, and we're aware of that. And so we just got to do all the right things early to try to put points on the board.
They have edge rushers, but they also seems like bring pressure from a couple different spots too.
No, they're a good team. And, you know, every week we talk about how good the defense is we're playing. And, you know, we're not fibbing when we say that this is a really, really fine team. The two marquee players are probably the edge rushers, but inside they're very fundamental. Their scheme is good. They can pressure the quarterback when you throw, but yet they're all in the right spots, fitting the gaps in the run game. So, and then they cover well in the back end. They're a team that doesn't mind playing man-to-man, which means they trust their guys in coverage. And so it's going to be a challenge for us.
Thanks a lot.